I'm going to take my hat off. I forgot. Okay, it looks like we're ready to go, everyone. Good morning and welcome to the February 2009 meeting of the Morro Bay Promotions Committee meeting. We do have a quorum. However, Bill Stafford and Michelle are excused from this meeting for various reasons. And we want to welcome our newest member, Tracy Neal. Welcome, Tracy. We're glad you're here. You want to say hi? Tell us.
Hi.
Tell us who you are. Good.
I'm an Embarcadero business owner.
Good. We're glad you're with us this morning. First on the agenda is public comment, and I see we do have one person to speak with us this morning.
Good morning, Promotions Committee. My name is Jenny Brantley, and I am a businesswoman here in Morro Bay. And I'm here to announce and unveil a new idea that if Peter would be so kind to pass flyers and business cards around, this is the introduction of the dog-friendly Morro Bay Business Network. It's an idea I simply want to let you know about. It's a free network to join. And any business in Morro Bay around the nation and around the world, Paris, France, is most notable as a very dog-friendly city. And by being dog-friendly, we as a city give the image of we're just friendly. I mean, we're a friendly city. We're friendly to dogs. And once a year, Westways Magazine, which is the magazine for the Automobile Association of Southern California, has a top five dog-friendly cities in California. Morro Bay has not yet become a top five dog-friendly city, but my goal with this business network is to get us one step closer to that designation, and that's wonderful free publicity for the city. And that's why I'm here. I just wanted to let you know about it. I don't expect anything from the Promotions Committee other than support in the form of mentioning it to businesses that you might know of. Maybe some of you might want to help volunteer in my army of dog-friendly volunteers who will go from business to business and sign businesses up. We also will have these businesses that are dog-friendly be on the PUPS, Morro Bay PUPS website, so it will be something that can be accessed through the web when people enter in dog-friendly Morro Bay. I want Morro Bay to pop up as one of the top 10 cities in California, maybe even the top five cities of California. The Morro Bay Chamber of Commerce also has been very generous in supporting this program, and if any business watching right now is a member of the chamber, you will receive an application in the next chamber newsletter. So please call me. My phone number is on the application. I can also be found at West Coast Properties if you want to hunt me down and bring me your application, which would just be great if you brought me your application or called me, and I'll come and meet with you and take your application. And again, it's a free membership. Does anyone have any questions?
Yeah, Jenny, are you going to actually be printing a physical book, or is it just going to be online?
There will be a physical brochure, probably okay. A trifold. I'm totally willing to have any help with that. That doesn't exist yet. And businesses who are participating will get free copies of that to keep at their business.
Mm-hmm. I think that this would be really good information for us to at least link to on our website, because I think that obviously people traveling really are interested in their pets. The other question I had for you, is there a deadline for when you want to have this printed?
That's a great question. I'm trying to fold this in with my annual dog show, which is on Mother's Day.
That's right.
Hopefully we can have brochures printed. It's just a matter of getting the legwork out there and getting the businesses informed. I'll see what the response is from the chamber newsletter insert. Mm-hmm. And, that would be awesome by the second weekend of May to have
Great.
This be done. And then it will be reprinted annually
Very
with
good.
Changes.
The only other question I have for you is what idea are you going to have for us next month?
Really? Okay, next month I will be coming and promoting the Best of Bay Pooch pageant.
Okay.
Which is it on Mother's Day. It's the dog show.
Thanks.
And then I'm taking April off.
Okay.
And then I'll be back in May.
Thank you, Jenny.
Other questions?
I just have one comment. I think when you get it together a little bit more as far as like who's participating and everything, I think it'd be great to put it on the website. And that way people would be, it's just another selling feature for Morro Bay, for people to know that the city's pet friendly. And I think we could work with what you have as far as, you know, when you get your brochure, some of that artwork, and get a special page, you know, about, you know, we could talk about, you know, the difference of the beaches that leash, need to be on a leash, but, you know, beaches that, that allow animals or allow dogs. And plus, I got to commend you as somebody that's in marketing. I love mongrel marketing. That's really cool.
Yeah.
Enjoy your pet and enjoy your better nature and bring your pet.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
I have one comment, too. Jenny B. and the Chamber have been working together also to put together a flag on the roundabout. I guess it's official. And it'll be the ribbon cutting today. Is that...
Yes, Rob and I will be installing the crossing flags this morning at 10 a.m.
Good.
In time for the ribbon cutting tomorrow.
Excellent. And then the Chamber will be sponsoring this program, too, and we're very proud to work with you, too.
We are so delighted to have your cooperation.
Great.
Thank you so much.
Any other questions? Thank you very much, Jenny.
Thank you
for your time. It's always good to see you.
Thank you.
If we've all had a chance to look at the minutes... Oh, more public comment. Oh, one more public comment. Nancy Castle.
Nancy Castle, hard act to follow. What a wonderful human you are. And but I would like to talk about the fundraiser follies that are coming up, not this weekend, but next weekend. And I have it the right way up. This is the event that is put on, you know, the low-class name for it is a community talent show, but it's just a real fun evening. And the money is used that is raised for this is used to help pay the permit fees that the city has to charge for other events. And I know the Chamber...
Things that happened, we went to the travel show. There's a whole lot of things going on today after this. I want to share with you just a lot of really good things going on. You all have your report there. We'll go over the first one in line here. I guess it's the 800 numbers. You can see as a division of the 800 numbers throughout California, northern, southern, central, and coastal. Total number of 800 calls were 75 for January. And the out-of-state, you can see they're 18. Simple stat, but you know, it's that time of the year where things slow down just a little bit. The next next page is the visitor center report. You can see there's over 1,300 visitors for the month of January. Over 700 calls have come in. Interesting thing, though, I circled this: tourist packs and relocation packs. This is really phenomenal. I mean, we have 16 requests for relocation packs. Either it's really cold someplace and they want to come over here. It's just amazing how many that we have sent out. And, of course, tourist packs 96, which is... Yeah. We're still getting a lot of response from Sunset. It's like every month we're getting a pretty large pack of send-outs for fulfillment. Really working out well. I do have, while we're on that subject, I signed up for the... for the Sunset Travel Show, which is in June, I believe, right?
I think so, yeah.
Right? Maybe I can talk John into working it with us this time.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's a pretty active
thing. If
you're
going to pick a trade show, that's the one to go help on.
Yeah, it's really good. We always enjoy the Sunset because there's so many folks that they're so close to us. It's easy to pitch, I guess, is the best way to go. And let me finish this because that kind of segues it into what I'm trying to maybe ask for here, this next section. And then, of course, there's only a couple of our 800 usage calls, 83 total calls for fulfillments, 83 total. And there's really a lot of activity going on in February, too, so... interesting that you'll start with the tall ships. Tall ships were a huge
success. Peter, before you do that, I have a question on this report.
Yeah, absolutely.
last month and in the previous months, you've been showing us the year-to-date and the month, the year-to-date for the previous year. You changed the format this year, I noticed.
It'll be back on, Ed.
Because it doesn't give us any comparison.
No, and it's unfortunate. It got dropped off for some reason on when it got printed up.
I mean, I don't mind seeing the year-to-date totals. That's very interesting to know, but unless you have a comparison for the previous year, it makes it...
It got dropped off for some reason. I'm not sure why. It'll be on there for February.
Thank you.
Is that all the questions for this?
That's all I have on this one. Unless anyone else does.
Tall Ships, huge success, even though the weather wasn't cooperative. A lot of folks coming in, a lot of good comments about retailers. They were split up this time. One was at the Marina Square dock, and the other one was at Otter Rock. By splitting them, the two, and we're talking about the Lady Washington and the Chieftain, it split the crowds, and they were coming down. If you're in town, you realize there are a lot of folks here. I mean, it was really amazing. A lot of great responses from our retailers. And, of course, the visitor center was just humming. We had over 100 people come in on Saturday.
I worked on Saturday. And
yeah, that's right.
It was extremely busy Saturday. I must also say I was very fortunate to be able to go out on one of the ships on Thursday where they came in early. And it was a marvelous experience. And if anyone hasn't done that or hasn't had the opportunity to do that, those ships are coming back to town, and when they do, you owe it to yourself to go see them. If you don't go out on the cruise, go look at them. Get on the ship and look around. It's really worth it.
Well, when you do, when you actually go on these ships, you wonder, how in the heck did they survive going across? It is because they're authentic in every way. It boggles the mind.
See those kids climb the rigging.
Oh my gosh!
Go up and lower those sails.
The wind was blowing them back and forth.
Yes.
Holy cow!
Yes.
And as I understand, that's when you first go aboard. That's one of the tests. You know, you have to go up on top and hold on. No, thank you.
No.
But they were very exciting. We had some great shots, photo opportunities. If you had missed that. Let's see. Let me go back to our travel shows. Last weekend, we went to the L.A. Travel Show, and they moved it from Long Beach to the L.A. Convention Center. Now, I wasn't quite sure exactly how this was going to work for us because, it's easier to deal with Long Beach than it is to L.A. in the center play. And those are the two ladies that ran it. We couldn't figure out why we were so. I mean, it's nice, but why are we this busy? And here's the reason why. This is fantastic. One of the reasons. Here's what I have. I don't know if it'll go all the way around. This was on the front page of the LA travel section. People wanted to find out what this was all about. It's absolutely. John, how do you get advertisement like this?
Well, I would like to claim credit for it, but
I thought perhaps that was.
But I will say, just in fairness to what our efforts are, we continually send the LA Times along with other newspapers information about Morro Bay, and we hope that lands in the editor's file and they want to do a story on us, but. I think that one of the things is that and this is an opportunity that we have going forward. I think this summer and hopefully in the springtime when we really need the work or the business is I think a lot of people are going to elect not to go to Europe and not to go to their trip to their Hawaii trips, but I think they're still going to want to take a break because of all the stress they're going through, and I think that we will benefit from that. And that may be a part of this as far as just staying local.
And that was the overwhelming questions about finding out how far we were and accommodations. And interesting, we literally gave out everything we brought by 3 o'clock on Sunday. And we, as typically, we bring everything, which brings me into the next thing that we should talk about, and that's promotional material, because we really don't have much left. We have maybe 3 boxes of our Discover Your Better Nature. And we just picked up some of the visitor center And of course, we print our all of the things that we do, the Indo Visitor Center guides and hotels, restaurants, and all those things before we go. But we're out of that stuff. And you know, we did make some repairs on our display. So I mean, here's what it looks like. I don't know if maybe pass that around to kind of give you an idea.
Peter, one of the, as you guys all know, I run a trade show event company, and one of the things that I am going to be doing is researching displays for my exhibitors. And I would really like to take on the task of trying to find us a good deal on a display, because I'm working on it for my company anyways. And I think that we've talked about this many times, but I mean, that display is pretty old.
It is, and we've been repairing it because the little hook on things kind of break, and now we have duct tape. You know, when we go, we make sure we bring duct tape. But it really presents itself still pretty well. I mean, it looks good and it's impressive. And when they saw The Rock and they saw the front page of this LA travel show at the Travel Times section, they related really well. And they jumped right in line. So throwing it out there, material, display, Heather, it sounds great. You know, something that's a little easier. This is involved to do this.
Well, I was talking to a guy last night at the Slow Mixer, and he said that displays are kind of like mountain bikes. And, if you get one, you can get one for $1,000, but it is very difficult to put together, and it's going to be heavy. Or you can get one that's got, just quick little easy up pieces and it's light, so it just depends on what our investment level is. But I think that we do enough shows, and to me we should do more. I think that they're very valuable.
You want to put this on the agenda for discussion next time? I think we're getting a little off.
Yes, probably.
Can we do that? And you put discussion of a investigating a new display?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
You might want to. I think Peter Wansel wants some guidance on future promotional items too.
Yeah, and future promotional items, and we can think about things that we might want to talk about along with the display.
Under John's portion of the agenda, could we discuss the, the pieces that we have a little bit?
Mm-hmm. I think
sure.
He's going to do that with the buttons and things like that. Yeah. Okay, Peter.
Let me go over. We had a prize that we had given out. It was a night stay in Morro Bay, and that was Michelle was nice enough to donate the room, and it was also guest passes to the Hearst Castle and Dockside Restaurant. It gave us some dinner tickets too. So it was a nice little package for somebody, and it was Jean from Tritsky. Travel consultant, and she's the one who won, and she'll be, sent those tickets, and so she'll be coming and visiting us. Mm-hmm. Talk about visiting us. Yesterday, I had a call from Silver Otter, Jim Fetterman from the Silver Otter Bus Lines. He says, "Pete, what are you doing tomorrow at 10 o'clock?" And I says, "Well, I'll be just coming out of promotion." He says, "Well, I got 40 mixer, and I'll cut it off. A mixer today, Edward Jones, at 5:30 to 7, and it's always the third Thursday of every month." And a real quick note about our kite festival, we're really making good progress on this. As you know, this year is not going to be any different for the last 2 years. We'll have an educational program with the 4 elementary schools at their assemblies. That's 1,200 kids making 1,200 kites, flying 1,200 kites. And we'll have a program at the same time in all 4 locations. So it's quite a task. But it's so worthwhile. These kids just love this whole experience. And then, of course, the next day is the parade. It is getting so large. I mean, it's going to be historical very soon.
Yeah, the Rose Parade needs to look at
it. I mean, we have 40 Porsche cars.
How many entries do you guys have?
We're going to cap it off at 50, but we haven't made it that yet. But we have some very interesting possibilities.
Large groups coming
exciting.
In, and they're soliciting us. So it's really becoming quite the event. And of course, the Kite Festival. It's almost it's almost less of the other two. You know, I mean, it's not. And we have so many kiters coming in, we have to almost cut it off. And we're going to try to do a world's record, a Guinness record of number of kites in the air. So a lot of things going on with all that stuff, and we're organizing that.
Pete, what's the date of the kite festival?
It's the last Saturday. What is it, the 25th? April 25th. Any questions? That's really all I have.
Okay, thank you, Peter.
Oh, you're welcome.
Budget report. John, do you want to take that?
Yeah,
I just have some notice on the TOT tax. The trends are just continuing to be the same. The TOT taxes for the motels and hotels are slightly down, and the vacation and trailer parks and the vacation rentals are slightly up, but overall TOT tax has down a little bit.
The Slow Chamber sent in their little email newsletter thing they sent out said that TOT tax for San Luis was down 12% in December.
I didn't run a percentage. I don't know how much it's down against last year.
I think on this one, too, we have to note that there's two hotels not reporting. So
I noticed that, it seems now the last 3 months I see asterisks next to those, and so maybe the city needs to stick the hotels a little bit more.
Well, we've got one unique situation that I can't really go into at this point, but we're working on that. We have been notified by another hotel that they are holding back. They will be paying, but they're holding back, and they're paying late. So we're working on it. We're on top of it. But definitely some interesting times. And I think it is important to note that it's hard to compare at this point. Although we know we are down in TOT, it's certainly hard to compare because we're not apples to apples.
That's right. So we really can't make a judgment at all. Other than trailer parks and vacation rentals do seem to be doing a little better this year than last year. John?
Just to kind of give everybody an update, the sheet that you have in front of you just kind of gives us a tally of where we're at. We still have about a little over a quarter of our, well, actually about a third of our budget left, which is common. And we're in the process now of placing all of our spring advertising, which would include Sunset Magazine, Travel 50 and Beyond, the spring issue for that. We also, there's an ad here that I can show you.
Nancy?
You know, we had talked about John sitting down with the finance director to try and make sense of the information the city's giving us. I don't know if that's something the committee is still interested in seeing or not.
I don't know that John has had a chance to do that yet. Heather just mentioned that at the last meeting you had mentioned about sitting down with the finance director.
Yeah, I haven't done that yet. Yeah. In fact, to be honest with you, this is the whole reason why we do this budget. I don't even know if it's effective to even look at those numbers because it's such a lag that the conversation may be with finance just not to supply it because I think it's confusing.
Well, one of the criticisms that we had at the promotion meeting, I know the promotion committee a few years back, was that we spent so much time at our meetings discussing the city budget. And then John came up with this quick budget because the city is always lacking. They're always behind.
In fairness to the city, it's not their fault.
Yeah, it's not their fault, but they are.
The way the billing's done.
But maybe that's true, Andy. We could save some money and just use John's budget rather than all these pages of account numbers, which are meaningless to most of us. This really is the essence of where we stand for, as far as the committee is concerned. The city needs the detail, but I don't think we really do at this time.
Right.
So maybe we can...
Photography Festival. We sat down, Phil May and I sat down with Janice and kind of picked her brain because she's obviously has all the experience with the Wonder Bird Festival. We're going to try to emulate that to some degree. And we have George Lepp, who's a very noted photographer. He'll be our keynote speaker, and he's committed. And right now we're working on Canon to sponsor his $3,000 fee. Mm-hmm. And we think that that's very, very possible. And what Canon would like in return of that, they want a large attendance, and they want the fare to be fairly nominal. So the way we would cover some of the other expenses would be to have some other classes and things very similar to the Winter Bird Festival. We do want to make it affordable. And we look at this as really not to make money necessarily on the festival, but to fill up our hotel rooms and have these very affluent people going out and spending money with our, you know, our merchants and various other people. So that is going to be, we've reserved this hall. I'm trying to think of the date. It's in October.
Was it just after the Harbor Festival?
Or I believe so, yeah, that weekend. So we're committed to doing it. I think that what we might want to do, and my experience with events is to start very simple first and then work your way up. So at the very, very least, we may have, you know, George Lepp do his speaking for the whole day on Sunday and then have some other classes. But I think this will evolve and grow, and I think it'll be very, very good for Morro Bay. And I think that we're one of the few cities that can really pull this off for a couple reasons. One, because of the beauty of our area, but also because of the photographers that we have who are currently working or retired that live in our community. And everybody is really enthusiastic about it. We're building a committee now to work on it. And then from that committee, then will be other volunteers. So as we get closer, we'll need to put all that together. But I feel real confident this is going to be something that will really go a long way in promoting Morro Bay.
Any questions? So that covers our budget and our advertising agency report?
Yeah, I just had a couple more things.
Okay.
I think everybody might have seen their buttons. If not, there's a few more. Peter has about four bags, although maybe not now after the travel show. And I know Heather wanted me to cover kind of where we're at with the collateral. We have a couple of things that you're all familiar with, the very large brochure, which is the Discover Your Better Nature. And that has no advertising in it. And that was really designed for that purpose, because what we really wanted to utilize that for was to more for press release, for press kits and things like that. And going to travel shows, we were sort of conservative with giving those out. We wanted to give them to people who may be a tour operator or somebody that would, there would be a real value to Morro Bay to have them have that. That piece now has probably run its course. It's a little dated. We tried very hard to have it have a fairly large, long shelf life, which I think it did have. It's very expensive to produce, to print, and if we redesigned it. We also have a rack card, which is sort of like a little mini version of that. That's double-sided, and I think you're all familiar with that. In fact, what I can do is the next meeting I'll bring all these pieces so we can look at them. But the rack card really is designed for the purposes of the travel shows. And because it's very easily handled, it's inexpensive to produce. We also have a DVD that we've, our 30, or actually the long form video that's on the website. We've put that on a DVD, and that works really well as too, because that pretty much covers the whole overview of the city. And next year we might want to think about refreshing that. I don't think we need to do a lot of work on that, but there are probably things that we'd want to reshoot and just keep it up to date. My recommendation, and we can again talk more about it when we get there, is that, and Peter, you can weigh in on this too, see how you feel about it. And this is one reason, other than it's fun to be in a booth with Peter and go up to a nice area like Palo Alto. But I think it's really valuable for the advertising agency to go to a couple trade shows, because I thought it was really valuable for me to talk to the people who, you know, came up to the booth and who knew about Morro Bay or didn't know about Morro Bay. And so it's real important, I think, for me to get that kind of knowledge. And one of the things that I saw, of course, this would make sense for the when you go to a green show, a lot of people don't want a lot of paper, and they don't want a big brochure. They want something real simple. They love maps. And I think one of the biggest things we gave away was probably a map of the whole Central Coast region. And that came from, I think, the Central Coast Tourism brochure.
Yeah, we just picked up four cases.
So I think there's a way to work with them and distribute their materials. And I know in the past that's been one question we've had about the CCTC, is that they always seem to have an awful lot of extra magazines. But if we distribute them, then I think we know we're getting our due. And we have not been in that magazine for a while because it's kind of expensive. But my recommendation would be to if we want to have a guide, and Ed's given me...
The difference with this is... this particular company is going to actually send them to every business and every resident in Morro Bay. So once it gets printed, they'll be sent out at their expense. Well, it's part of the whole deal, yeah. I guess. But
I was thinking more of timing, too. We want to, if you're soliciting or finishing up on your soliciting, we don't want to stop.
Right, and that's what happened 3 years ago when we, you know, when I first came in, the maps and the visitor and the directory came out at the same time, and they were competing for the same dollar. So, you know, we're not going to make that mistake again. We're going to do maps. We're going to do it next year. We're going to do a unique map. What I was going to say is to piggyback this directory, we're going to introduce Morro Bay Magazine. So it might be something that we should maybe look at if you wanted to put something together with that. It's this basically the same advertisers. It's one magazine. And we're doing, as a chamber, we're going through our goal is to hit every business in Morro Bay, and we're going to put together we've already put together with the SBA and the city this survey, right? And doing the survey, it actually we're looking at the businesses and finding out what they need, how the chamber can help, how the community can help, and how we can make this this situation we're in with the economy a little better to live with for another year, because you know it may last that long. And during this, I guess the point is, during this survey, we discovered businesses that I've been here 20 years that I didn't even know existed. Simply because they market themselves differently, or they don't market at all. You know, they just have a built-in clientele. There's 900 businesses, including in-home businesses in Morro Bay. So we were going to start the first issue, but I'm throwing this out here because I don't know if the promotion wants to be part of this, or we can do something with visitors, and because we're planning on doing that. Morro Bay, meet Morro Bay, and in a meaning that I want Morro Bay to see what we have as retailers.
What is your timing on this Morro Bay magazine you're talking about?
Well, it's really our schedule. It's really, you know, it's whenever we decide to do it. It's going to be a quarterly until we see a demand for it. If there's a demand for it, then it'll be monthly. But it's an opportunity for us to put something together for Morro Bay, and that's really the first issue is going to be all of the retailers.
Yeah, I have an example of that I could bring in. We went on vacation to St. John in the Caribbean, and they had a magazine, and I'm sure it has a really long shelf life, although it appears like a monthly, and it's really slick and very beautiful, but it has ads. And I think that one of the things I was going to say is that I think when the traveler comes, I don't think their ads are objectionable to them, because I think that they're part of it is they want to know where to go eat, and they want to know the activities. And I know whenever I travel, I mean, you pick up those guides like probably the first day, because that's kind of your Bible for your whole trip, and it has a map in it. And I also wanted to say that not every company is as I described. I only said that as a cautionary thing. There's a lot of good companies that sell those, and obviously it's probably 90% of the way a lot of cities do go. But we may be able to do it ourselves, too, or through the chamber, which would be great and even better, because then we do have control over how people are handled and all of that. But I guess in a nutshell, I think for trade shows particularly, I think less is better. Mm-hmm. And I think people now really want to go to you. And what we would do at the booth when we were at the show up in San Francisco is I would direct people to the website.
Well, and
a lot of people just wanted that. You know, they said, "Well, that's fine. I'll just go to your website. I don't need any paper. I don't, you know, my bag's full or whatever."
I'm finding the same thing when calls come into the visitor center. If I mention the website, they say, "Oh yeah, sure. What's your?" Whereas a year ago, they'd say, can you send me a brochure? Can you send me a list of the motels? Can you send me a list of the restaurants? And it's all online. So, and more and more people are becoming computer literate. And as they do, even the seniors are now looking at the computer.
Well, and that, to me, that's what we should do. I think it would be really cool if we had something that was like this size and you can, you know, put a disc on it, and maybe it has, you know, just a bit of information to hand it to them, but that really that disc is what they take home, whether it be a DVD or a CD, and they put it in their computer and then link directly. I mean, it would be full of information for those that didn't have internet access, but then also directed them to the website, mm-hmm. because, you know, that's something that we have control over changing constantly. It doesn't become outdated. We don't have to print anything. And Peter, I think one of my concerns has always been piggybacking with the chamber is that there are businesses that are not chamber members, and then as a city organization, are we omitting them from that participation? But that's a challenge too, because if it's something that's already being done, do we want to spend our money to, you know, produce something, and does it make sense to duplicate our efforts?
Well, maybe not in financial. Maybe it's more of guidance. What would you like to see in there, and we'll just do it.
Mm-hmm.
And in that way, we'll have both inputs.
Do you have any like specific mock-ups on what it is that you're doing for the magazine?
We haven't, honestly, Heather, we haven't got that far yet. It's the directory we're concentrating on first, because we want to make sure that we fill $65 to $450 or something like that, so everyone virtually should be able to be part of it.
Mm-hmm. And so the chamber's putting together a directory, and then you're going to be doing a quarterly Morro Bay magazine.
That's correct.
And then you're also going to be doing a map?
Now, the map is going to be something that's going to be part of this, too. See, we're going to go down each seat. And you've seen maybe the cartoon type. I forget what they call them. But, the bubbles that come up here. And so you can see a walking map, maybe. You know, that idea. And I think we should do this. I don't know. A lot of other companies come in and do this. But why not? Why don't we do it? So, I mean, that was the idea. And that was part of the deal that I made with these people.
Okay.
Yeah, we had one here in Morro Bay a few years back, a walking map. It's a cartoon-colored map with the streets of flat view, and all the businesses are located with little squares, so as you walk down the street, you can see exactly the business that you're going to. The problem with that is the next year that business isn't there or another business is there, and the map becomes more and more...
The deal is, Ed, is we're going to do this every year.
Yeah, if you do it every year, it's perfect.
Yeah.
Well, I think, too, that the important thing to consider is all of these things that would be done are all going to be great things for the website.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing I'd like to see as we move forward, and we still have, budget to do this year's website, is make everything really downloadable friendly and printable friendly. I'm sure we've all experienced where you try to print a map and it's, it doesn't come out right. And, to have PDFs in there so when you print something out, it's just nice 8.5 by 11. It's really clear. And... And when you work on your designs, we can probably work together on that to make sure we have some format that's going to adjust to that. But, again, having all those little, things available for somebody who's traveling will be really helpful, too. And it'll save money because, it's just less that we have to ship to people, too.
John, next week or next month, can you bring the DVD that we have?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thanks.
Okay.
And I had a couple more things.
Anything more, John? Okay.
Nancy, would you? Okay, great. This we did an email newsletter. We did this both to the Los Angeles Times and for the benefit of Tracy. This is something that we actually will buy the email list for the LA Times, and we can pinpoint the demographics we want, the location. So we'll tell them, okay, we want 45,000 names. We want it to be Orange County. We want them to be 55 plus to get the empty nesters who can travel midweek. And we want it sent on this day. Or actually, they give us the day. And then we take the available days. So we try to coordinate it around an event. So we did the tall ships. And I know Peter will attest to this. Whenever this hits, the phones start ringing. And so what we did is we sent this out in time to promote the tall ships. And in addition to that, we took the same format, modified it a bit, and then sent it to our database of email subscribers. So really pretty much what we try to do is whenever we have an event coming up, we try to complement that event with at least emailing it to our database because we only have a couple shots at the LA Times because it's rather expensive. It's about a $4,500 run. But to give you an idea, I'd looked at the numbers, and I think that the next time we do this, we should try to center it around a more of a contest. Because what happens is when we run a contest, we usually have a couple thousand people that will, just again, the numbers would be like, say they send out 45,000, I think roughly about 10% of that opened it. So about 5,000 opened the email itself. And then out of those 5,000, about 900 came directly click through to the website. When we have a contest, which basically says, visit our website and enter a wonderful getaway to Morro Bay, we double that because normally we get a couple thousand. And the other thing that's really nice about the LA Times email is this also feeds our database because in that same time we ask them, would you like to receive a free newsletter, email newsletter, and then they'll opt in. And we only had out of the 5,000 people who opened it and then the 1,000 that came to the site, we had about 30 people opt out, which is not bad. So it shows that it's not objectionable. And the reason I know that they opt out is because we get all the cancellations, and we have to collect them all and then send them to the LA Times because we don't have their list. And legally, you have to take them off if they want to not subscribe. So that's one other little exercise we do. We start collecting all the unsubscribed, and then we email those, which is not a big effort, but something we want to do, because those people definitely do not want to get our newsletter again if they've said that they didn't want it. So it's a waste for us. So we did promote it, and we promoted the dollhouse that that Peter was referring to that's coming up, and predominantly the tall ships. We also talked about the Morro Bay Grown, the local label that we're branding. And then, if you'd like, I can do the website stats for you.
So, John, just on your planner, we have the LA Times website, and is that what that was?
Yes.
Okay, the email block?
Right.
Yes. Okay. Just because I totally agree with you, and I think that with the off...
If you package it as a weekend with events, I mean, we have the second weekend of every month, we have Art Walk. There's something going on mm-hmm. every month, even if it's just Art Walk.
Right.
And if you package dinner somewhere down there where they can walk around, get one of the local merchants. I know I would donate something to that has something that directly ties in with Morro Bay.
Right.
A piece of jewelry, something that has Morro Rock on it.
And I think that we all, I mean, I'm certainly guilty of it. You know, we sort of take those events for granted, but just going to a farmer's market or just going to Art Walk, it's a big deal for somebody that's never gone before. And, you know, I know when I had friends come up from Southern California, my parents live in Santa Maria, they thought cook your own steak at the Elks was just like the biggest thing ever. But when you think about it, you don't do that stuff when you live in Newport Beach, you know. So so a lot of these things that we think maybe aren't as grand are really grand to these people. And so I think we should do that.
If you tie them together the way you're talking about too, if you theme it around mm-hmm. farmers market or mm-hmm. art and to tie the events in, you know, the kite festival.
Yeah. Well, we're actually doing that now, and we're experimenting with it with the softball tournaments that the city has been putting on. And they have 11 tournaments, 25 teams, 10 people, players minimum per team. So that's 250 people with wives. That's 500 folks. You know, that's 6,000 people in the course of, you know, a 4 or 5 months period. So what we did was we contacted as many of the hoteliers as we could. You know, and they're all big weekends, of course. They're 4th of July and they're Memorial Weekend and all the ones that everyone's full. But they were kind enough to allow us to use their hotels and offer a discount, and they determined what the discount was. I have about 12 to 13 restaurants that want to participate. Buy one at regular price, get one for 50% off. Excuse me. I have as many activities as possible. And they're offering huge discounts, and we're putting this together as a package, and the city is going to send it out with the final draft of their application for this tournament, but they're going to receive an ID card, and this ID card is good for that weekend, and it shows that they are part of this tournament. So when they go into the participating retailers, you know, they know that they're going to get this discount at the different locations. Now, we're trying this out just to see if it's going to work. If it does, and I think it will, because we've really got some pretty good responses. If it does, then the whole goal is to put packages together for everything mm-hmm. and package all of our activities, even the car shows. Where I have to talk to the hoteliers, but I'd like to see, we have 900 rooms, right? If they can give up 1% or one room or something, now we have, you know, we got 90 rooms. 90 rooms to use through the course of the year is the idea. And we use that pool to, and they give it to us at their, you know, best rate. And then we kind of take care of that and as a chamber, and then we package all these things together with the restaurants, and all of a sudden it becomes this nice little ribbon, you know, and we send it out with everything. And, of course, we'll put it on the Internet, and you know, we're doing all that stuff now. Well, so that's really the idea.
I think we want to do that for the, you know, the photography festival I mentioned earlier is a good example of that. What we'd like to do is to create a whole experience package. So they've got their lodging. There might be a dinner. We talked about trying to have like a wine tasting welcome and get them here early on Thursday, you know, and since the keynote speaker's on Sunday, and that's probably not going to get done till 4 o'clock. Hopefully they'll stay Sunday. And but you could buy your, you know, with your you get this photography festival package that includes your room and maybe an overnight, or you include your room. possibly a dinner, and obviously the VIP ticket for every.
And not to forget the water either. No one's mentioned this great bay that we have out here. Packaging in maybe if the Chablis is doing a dinner cruise or a kayaking experience, or maybe the subsea tours to going out and whale watching. We've got the bay out there, and we want to take advantage of that.
What we were going to do is to have different activities that they could pick. So, like, if they wanted to go,
some
like,
people
on
won't
a,
want to go on.
I think the liability-wise, we want them to go on their own. Mm-hmm. But they would, you know, there would be a class where they could do a kayak excursion and with photography, and you know, go to the sand spit or whatever it might be. And then there would be, if somebody didn't want to do that. And then I think the secret part of this would be that for those people who a spouse that's maybe not into photography has some other fun thing they can do that's not even photography related, like go wine tasting or do something else.
Have a spouse's package. Sure.
Right.
We've included all the above that you're talking about with the bay, but we've also included horseback riding.
Oh, that's another good one,
And you know, Tracy and I have been talking about this for a while, but we're going to kind of test that and see how it goes.
Pick any of the five of the 10 choices.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You could do that, you know, go three out of five.
Smorgasbord activities, that's the
idea.
Exactly.
Peter, thanks, Peter. Anything else, John?
I'll cover the stats real quickly.
Stats, okay.
And that's a new feature that we put to the site, and it ties in with the activities you're talking about, where people have a shopping cart and they can say, okay, I want to go kayaking. I want to go to this restaurant, and I'm going to make my they plan their whole trip, put it all into a package, they print it out, and they have a printable itinerary. And so it's nice to see that that's doing very well.
And a map.
Right. And the second page, one encouraging thing for us is that we still see about 56% of the people, over half the people are coming to the site by typing in moralbay.org, which I think is a testament to the advertising, and also I'm sure these are people who are returning, but we've got those people recognizing that that's our site, and since it's not .com, we can assume that they've had some education as far as how they're going to come to our site. So I think overall, I know the TOT is down a bit, and it is everywhere, but I think that moving forward, I think we really ought to capitalize on the down economy, and try to go after the people and let him know that this is an affordable getaway. And I honestly think spring will be better than maybe some think, because I think people are going to be so depressed and be wanting to get out and just finally just give up on being scared and travel. But I don't think they're going to have the money or the wherewithal to go to Hawaii and Europe and all those, you know, places that we might not have gotten them before. And I know after 9/11, we certainly don't want another disaster like that to capitalize on. But after 9/11, the Central Coast really did pretty well because people weren't flying. And so I think that we have a good opportunity to do that. And so I'm positive.
Okay. Thank you, John. Moving along, the Public Relations Subcommittee, did they have a meeting?
No.
They didn't meet, and neither did the website website subcommittee meet.
Ed, I wanted to bring up, I'm not sure where the appropriate spot for this is, but under the website committee report, I would like to agendize addressing banner ads on the website, if we could talk about that next time.
Okay. That's a good place to put it. As a member of the website subcommittee, and I think the question was answered by Bob Lloyd earlier, the web camera hadn't been working, and it is being worked on, and it should be up as soon as possible. But for those of you that have been trying to use our web camera, we are aware that it is not functioning and hasn't been for a few weeks, but we have to have it back soon. Susan?
With David gone, we're down to two people on the PR subcommittee, and I wondered if maybe when we're talking about the selection of chair and vice chair, we may want to
redo the committee,
if anybody wants to change around. And I know we're missing a few people.
Yeah, should we agendize that for maybe next?
For does that need to be agendized, or can we do that with the?
No, you can do it.
We'll do it when we get to the selection of the vice chair and chair. Then we'll also do the subcommittee meetings.
Okay. Sorry.
I was actually going to say, you may want to wait until you have a full board, it's important to do your chair and vice chair today, but for your subcommittees, you might want to wait until next time.
That's a good suggestion.
We could certainly agendize it.
because Michelle will be back. I don't know the bill will be the next meeting, but I'm sure he'd want to be on the stay on the same committee. So why don't we wait 1 month? Is that okay with the committee?
Yeah, I don't think we have any pressing items.
Yeah, there's nothing.
Well, and again, I think that, you know, I was originally talked about this, that what I need is, and certainly the whole board, anybody from the city can contribute to this, but the idea that I always had for the PR subcommittee was to feed me,
to get you the information,
ideas and things that are happening, not really ideas, but more news that I might not be aware of because I don't live in Morro Bay. And just continually give me, you know, like if it's an event, I mean, the big events I'm certainly going to know about through Peter, but there may be other things that, there may be something that a local merchant did that, you know, is newsworthy. There may be things in the fishing industry that we, you know, positive things we want to report. And that's really what I was looking for the budget, for the PR subcommittee for, was to feed me things.
Yeah, and
that
as far as the website subcommittee, like Heather did, if you have a suggestion, you don't necessarily have to be on the committee to make the suggestion. So when the agenda, when it gets to the agenda for the subcommittee meeting, you're more than welcome to chime in with any suggestions you might have for the website. So when we get to the website subcommittee,
and you certainly don't need to wait for a meeting. I mean, if you see something on the site, we try to police it. But if there's something that's out of date, or if there's something that's inaccurate, please just email me, and I will have it, you know, fix within 24
hours. John
works
real fast. I know I've called him a few times during the month, and in a few hours it's changed. So he's very good at that. Okay, we'll move along. There's no one unfinished business. So we'll move into the new business, which is the selection of a chair and vice chair. So I guess we'll have nominations for both, and we'll see how it goes. Does anybody...
Discussion of the use of the murals of Morro Bay Poster in the city's outreach and promotions. Nancy was kind enough to hang that murals of Morro Bay Poster over there. I believe Jenny Brantley had said that we have 1,000 of them. So I personally, it looks like you had them at the LA Travel Show. But it, to me, I feel like that's a good use of them.
We've been giving some away at the chamber. I think last month Peter made the announcement that they were available, and I know personally I must have during the month given away 8 or 10 of them for people who just came into the visitor center and said, I heard about this poster, can I have one? And so that's another one, is distributing down there. We do that with the tall ship posters too. Mm-hmm. People who ask for them, we give them to them.
Well, I think one of the questions that Jenny had that I wanted to bring up was, obviously she took her time and money to produce the posters, and I have no idea if she's looking for any sort of compensation. Do you know, Peter?
Is she looking?
She made it known that it costs, you know, $1,000 to do them, but she wasn't looking for reimbursement other than it makes space in her garage because these are all there. So
I mean, even $1 a piece, somebody would buy those.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if we have them for sale at the chamber, or do we just give them out?
It's my experience, you know, to give them out.
Yeah. If they'll take them, if they're free, if you say $1, they'll say, well, thanks, they're very nice, and they move on.
Yeah, that's very true. Yeah. So I don't know if anybody else has any other comments about what we should do with the posters. But
trade shows, I think they're great for trade shows. I think in one or two trade shows that are coming up, we should be able to get rid of them all.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you think, John?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't say take them all, but you could take a few hundred to the next two or three trade shows and you'd have them all gone.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd be in hands of people that really want them.
Mm-hmm.
We went to the Green Festival last year. I don't know. Is that something that we have to discuss at a time if we wanted to put that on the schedule as well as the other? We have two right now that we're going to. Is that something you have to agendize or talk about?
If it's going to be an outlay of funds and it's for 2009, after June of July of 2009, I would put it on your – I'd agendize it.
Okay. Yeah, it's November, I believe, I think.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, I think that would probably go under when we start talking about the whole budget
the whole,
and what we want to do. And I think trade shows would be part of that. And and again, it's not, hasn't passed, but, you know, the whole BID aspect of this might – you know, enter into this as well. I was even thinking about that for collateral. I mean, there may be some things that they're going to want to do. And we one of the ideas was to make sure that we don't duplicate and coordinate with each other. So, you know, that might be something that, you know, I don't know if they're going to have a trade show outreach as a component of their program, but
it's going to be interesting. Okay, so moving on then, the discussion of the formation of the goal-setting subcommittee. I know, Susan, you had brought that up last meeting. Did you want to elaborate on that?
Some of what I was thinking about was if the BID passes, and they do have, hopefully, a new and large budget for promoting out-of-town visitors because it's for getting motel rooms, that maybe we can reevaluate the promotions committee and look at more in-county promotions, that kind of thing that, you know, maybe we've relied on businesses to do on their own, but perhaps, you know, again, so we're not duplicating, you know, if they can get a $500,000 budget together to start promoting motels, we've got a smaller budget, but we could work hard on some in-county stuff. I don't know. I see a lot of visitors now coming from Santa Maria and Santa Barbara. People are just coming for the day. And I think we still want to encourage them because they're shopping in our stores and they're eating in our restaurants and you know, enjoying some of the other outdoor activities that we have. So just a thought.
I don't know if this would be doable or if it's even recommendable, but it seems to me that once the BID is established and they do have their kind of directing board put together, that it would be a really good idea to possibly schedule some sort of a workshop where maybe we all just sit down together. And I don't know the legalities of it, if it would need to be a public, you know, I'm sure it needs to be open to the public, but do we have to have AGP there? Does it have to be televised? Could we just do it closed? But, you know, doing something to that, in that direction, so that we could come up with what our goals are so that we can work together. Obviously, they have the intention of having promotions committee members on that, but and not to get too far off topic with the goal setting, but I do think, I mean, it's obviously the mission of the promotions committee to solicit tourists from outside of the area. So I think certainly changing the mission of the promotions committee would be a big deal, you know. And but I also see what you're saying, Susan, that that's something, especially in light of the...
that we have to give to the city council in our bylaws. It states that every year we will do that. And I know
I think we did present that. I think it's appropriate when we have a new budget and a new year, because we did do that for this year currently.
Okay.
We went before the council and we discussed what our goals were, and we made a presentation as far as what, you know, what we have planned, and it went very well. Would certainly recommend doing that again. I think also in regards to the BID, you know, part of that is that if it does pass, the reality is that, you know, collections will start like in July, and so you'll have to accumulate funds. So it's important for the promotions committee to continue to do what it is doing currently, mm-hmm. because they're not going to be able to pick that up for some time. And I think that was even discussed in their presentation that, you know, that this body needs to function as the same, you know, probably for at least another year to let them catch up and collect the funds. But I think a workshop is a really good idea.
Yeah.
I know that Pismo Beach is going to have a workshop on next Thursday to actually a week from today, and to talk about, you know, for the council to talk about all the different options that they have. Now, this is not in how the BID works. This is more in consider. Yeah. This is in the early stages of how, if they are going to have a BID or if they're going to raise DOT. I mean, it's sort of like where Morro Bay was a few months ago. But the workshop is really nice because it's and it should be a public, you know, it needs to be a public mm-hmm. forum. But no one's limited to 3 minutes, you know, so it's much more of a discussion, and that's really probably what you'd want initially, and
sure.
I'm sure the council, and Andrew would certainly know this better than I, but when that time comes, and I think it's several, you know, it's months and months away, you'd probably want to set your goals, and then you'd have to present that to the council and say, here's how we think we can be of benefit.
I would think, John, before even they started even planning to spend whatever monies they collect and where they spend them, they would want to at least take a look at our media plan, where our monies are being spent, and how they could coordinate, enhance, or supplement the monies that we were spending, either make our ads bigger, increase our media coverage. Those are discussions that they would not be able to make unless they took a look and studied where we were spending our money.
That's what they'll want to do, because, I mean, we talked about the website, all the things that are in place mm-hmm. now. So I think that would be appropriate. I think that would certainly happen.
Well, my personal feeling is, in terms of the goal-setting subcommittee, that I think it would be a good idea to postpone the forming of it unless the committee feels that they would prefer to move forward with that. It's up to the group. I suppose we could always form the committee to oversee that, and when the time comes to really kind of maybe analyze where our role is, that we would have the committee ready. But I do think that it could be a ways off.
Yeah, I would like to see us wait until we have a full, till the other members are here, and also until we need to form one. So I would think that, in my opinion, would be to, as you say, postpone it.
I think that's a good idea, and I like the idea of the workshop.
Great. That sounds good.
Idea
well,
sharing, yes.
Yeah, we just need to see how it all plays out, and let's not lose sight of maybe trying to get something like that together, and we'll go from there. Okay, moving on, if there's no more discussion on that, to the discussion of new ideas. Does anyone have anything that they'd like to bring up? Tracy, just for your benefit, we had formed this topic just so that we would have a place on the agenda to bring new ideas, not having our resident idea expert David Weissman is going to be interesting because he was always the one that would bring lots of ideas, but you know, David just seemed like he did a lot of traveling. Every time he was out and about, he would collect concepts and bring them back, which was terrific. That's how the buttons came to be and everything
creative.
Yeah, if anyone has any creative ideas they want to bring. All right, so having no new ideas, we'll move to the declaration of future agenda items. Andrea, could you just read over the agenda items we have thus far?
Well, you've made quite a list for yourself, might add. You are agendizing the discussion of a new display for trade shows, the future promotional items for trade shows. Let's see. You're agendizing banner ads on the website and appointments to the subcommittees, both PR and website subcommittee, I'm assuming.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
As well as you would always like to see the Morro Bay T-Bid as old business on your agenda each month.
Perfect.
That's what I've got.
That's great. Does anyone have any other agenda items they'd like to add? No?
I'll just make one comment. Mm-hmm. I mean, I haven't met the gentleman, but I guess the county CVB has a new interim director. And from my understanding that this person's really kind of been hired, I don't know if this person would end up taking over. It doesn't sound like it, at least from what I understand. But somebody that's going to be going out and about and talking about the county.
And it sounded to me like they were kind of throwing the towel in. I didn't hear any real declarations on that, so I don't know for sure what's happening with it. But okay, well, if we have nothing else more, we'll go ahead and adjourn our meeting at 9:17. Yay. So, thanks.